The duo known as Trout Fishing in America has spent 25 years tapping out tunes, tongue twisters to tangos. Guitarist Ezra Eidlitz started out as a rock and roller. Bass player Keith Grimwood was originally in the Houston Symphony. But somewhere along the way, the duo ended up performing songs from the point of view of a six-year-old.
It belongs to me. I've had it for a long time. There's nothing like it in this world. It's mine.
Songs like It's Mine, Why I Pack My Lunch, and My Hair Had a Party Last Night have earned Trout Fishing in America a Grammy nomination for Best Album for Kids. They took their name from a book by the 60s counterculture writer Richard Brautigan, who delighted in the fantastic and the offbeat. As a duo, Ezra Eidlitz and Keith Grimwood certainly fit that description. Eidlitz is 6'9" next to Grimwood's 5'1". They came into our studio to play a few tunes from their newest CD, It's a Puzzle, which is aimed, says Ezra Eidlitz, at anyone who can talk.
I think preverbal children, although they can enjoy the rhythm and stuff, miss a lot of the humor. So verbal children is a good start, but anywhere from that.
We do the shows for the little kids. We do shows for adults. There's folk music. There's
blues.
Blues. All kinds of different stuff. And you can do that if you call it children's music. If you're playing adults' music, it has to be blues or you have to be rap or something else. You're not allowed to explore different styles.
Well, I haven't perceived any rap in any of your songs, but blues, yes.
You bet. 1, 2, 3.
Relax, and it'll be okay. Relax, it's gonna be okay.
Relax,
and it'll be okay. We'll be sad some other day. No,
relax,
it's gonna be alright.
Relax,
it's gonna be alright.
Relax,
hey, it'll be alright. We'll mess up some other night.
For example.
You know, the first tune on your new CD, well, actually, the title tune on your new CD, it's a puzzle.
Yes.
It's a bit of a demanding song.
Kids love tongue twisters, first off. We like playing with words. This is a really good example. It's kind of philosophical, too.
Isn't it a puzzle? Then a nizzle be a was. In the middle of a muddle, it'll trickle to a flood. But don't let the rain go and drizzle on your muzzle. It's a puzzle, then a nizzle be a was. Just a puzzle, then a nizzle be a was.
If you get confused, just ask a kid to explain it to you, and they'll tell you what it means.
What are the elements that work for kids? And I guess what I'm thinking of is there anything that you might sing about that you couldn't really turn into a child song?
Love songs, for instance, are what you just kind of avoid that subject totally.
What are they like? Kiss, no.
Kissy stuff, you know. Yeah. They don't like that kissing stuff yet.
Also, we try to stay entertaining. A lot of kids' music you hear, they're trying to educate kids one way or another. This is the way we brush our teeth. This is the way we feel about the world. Generally, I don't like to be told, you know, what to think by my music.
People wanted us to be educational in some way for the kids, so we decided to talk about songwriting. And we would go into schools and talk about the process of songwriting. I'd like to give you an example of a song written with some kids up in, it started at a workshop in Van Buren, Arkansas, and continued at a workshop in Rochester, Minnesota.
I was sitting in the library
reading adventure books.
I felt something in my nose, so I discreetly pulled it out. When I saw it on my finger, I wanted to scream and shout. It was wiggling and jiggling and jumping up and down. I was in the library and couldn't make a sound. There was an alien in my nose,
an alien in my nose.
It was gross, 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 gross.
There was an alien in my nose.
That is so gross.
Isn't it? And it just gets worse from there. That's just the beginning of it.
I know that song. I was trying to avoid it.
But... it's a subject the kids wanted to write about, a problem they were having.
That was directly inspired by some kids in a workshop.
What we do is we go into the schools And then we talk to them and say, well, what do you think would be a good idea to write a song about? About something in my nose. Well, what could be there? You know, make it a surprise. You know, what about an alien? And the next thing you know, well, what did he look like? You know, and what kind of music would you think that would be?
I mean, it wouldn't be a pretty song. You know?
There's an alien in my nose.
It just wouldn't do. And the kids have input on that. You know, would it rock? Yes, it would rock. That's good. So we give them, she's very hands-on.
There's also a really lovely song, The King of My Mountain.
I'm the king of my mountain, the king of my stuff. My kingdom may not be too much to look at, but it's mine and it's just enough. I've got toys to amuse me, books to peruse, ideas to pursue, even some I might use. Puzzles to puzzle and riddles to solve, and the things that I do for the people I love. We gotta have contrast, just like you've gotta have funny songs. If you don't have serious songs, funny just becomes lightweight.
So kids will sit still for that.
They do. They do.
Thank you both very much for joining us in our studio. Is there a particular tune that you'd like to go out on?
What do you think? Best Day?
This is another example of a song from a songwriting workshop with some kids in Olathe, Kansas. Subject matter being My Best Day.
On my best day, it's my birthday. Made a new friend at school, and I'm getting all A's. I come home to a birthday surprise. My sister has been evicted, and now her room is mine. Ah, lucky day, I got money in my pocket. It's snowing whipped cream and raining chocolate.
Ezra Eidlett and Keith Grimwood, known as Trout Fishing in America, whose latest CD is called It's a Puzzle. This is Morning Edition. I'm Renee Montaigne.
Ah, lucky day, I got money in my pocket. It's snowing whipped cream and raining chocolate. This could never happen, that's what you might say. But that's how it's gonna be on my best day.